Good afternoon, and welcome to Looking Up, your source for astronomical facts, history, and current events. I'm your host, Jeff Rudolph from Wyoming Stargazing. We're in the middle of our 100 Days Until Totality blog series. So from now until August 21st, Looking Up will be all about the 2017 total solar eclipse. Tune in from 11:55 to noon every Sunday for scientific facts, cool historical stories, and general tips and advice about viewing the Great American Eclipse of 2017. One of Einstein's greatest achievements was his theory of general relativity. It presented a new way to look at gravity and the universe as a whole, and it took very complicated mathematics to understand. Formulated between 1913 to 1916, we are just now finally able to experimentally prove some of its predictions. However, a unique opportunity presented itself in 1919. Einstein's theory predicted that light passing by a massive object, such as a star, should actually be bent as if it was passing through a lens. A physicist named Sir Arthur Eddington determined that a total solar eclipse over Western Africa in 1919 could be used to test this theory. They wanted to study the position of the stars that were close to the sun in the sky and see if their light would bend. The theory proved to be correct. Einstein's theory became front page news all over the world, and the fields of astrophysics and cosmology were changed overnight. A total solar eclipse on August 19th, 1999 holds the record for the most viewers of a natural phenomenon. The eclipse passed over Europe, the Middle East, and the western edge of India. Due to the large population throughout this area, the eclipse was estimated to have 350 million viewers. However, this year we may be able to break that record, as the path of totality will cover the entire United States, an act which hasn't happened since 1918. Also, Canada and Mexico will be able to see a partial solar eclipse. On March 20th, 2015, a total solar eclipse occurred near the North Pole. Svalbard and Faroe Island were the only accessible areas to view this eclipse. Svalbard, which is part of Norway, has a very small population of only about 3,000. Svalbard received almost 2,000 visitors that came for the eclipse, almost doubling its population overnight. The eclipse chasers had to watch out for blistering temperatures and polar bears. Faroe Island was probably a little more prepared to deal with an influx of people, as their population sits around 50,000. Agnes Zalkmaine, an eclipse chaser at Svalbard, had this to say: "The feeling of the eclipse when it happens, you can't describe it. It's like magic." So, we have covered the history of people viewing solar eclipses, but now let's talk about you getting to see a solar eclipse. When viewing the eclipse this year, whether you're in the path of totality or outside of it, you will need to wear special eye protection. The sun emits light in frequencies that we cannot see, such as radio, ultraviolet, and X-ray. The radio waves are harmless with low energy and don't affect us too much. X-rays can be dangerous to living things, but luckily our upper atmosphere shields us from them. However, some ultraviolet rays do make it through our atmosphere. These are what cause tanning in small doses and melanoma in larger doses. During an eclipse, you may think that it is safe to look at the sun since it will be very dark, but even if a sliver of the sun is showing, ultraviolet rays can reach your eye and cause pain and even permanent damage to your vision. This is why you need a safe way to view the solar eclipse, such as special eclipse glasses, a telescope equipped with a special solar filter, or a pinhole camera. Only during the brief period of total coverage of the sun is it safe to look without protection, not a second before or after. A note for people trying to photograph the eclipse: photographing an eclipse can be very difficult, and if you have never seen one before, you should probably just try to watch the eclipse yourself. If you do want to try and photograph the eclipse, you will need a special solar filter to protect your camera from damage, and a telephoto lens between 300 millimeters and 1,000 millimeters. And do not use your flash during an eclipse. It will ruin the views of the corona for the people around you. And that wraps up our segment for this week. Thanks for listening to Looking Up. I'm Jeff with Wyoming Stargazing, inviting you to tune in next Sunday from 11:55 to noon to continue learning about the Great American Eclipse of 2017. If you want to know more details, check out our 100 Days Until Totality blog series at www.wyomingstargazing.org/blog.